Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This happens not often enough, mm-hmm. if you ask me. We mm-hmm. bring in the expert, the grand poobah of dream interpretation.
Oh, what?
Grand poobah?
Okay. I'm not cultured enough to know
that. Add that to her dictionary. So, yep.
Do you guys know what that is?
No.
No. Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of a Flintstones thing, is it not?
It's a Flintstones thing?
Okay. Lori,
sorry.
I am so sorry. It's Lori Loewenberg.
Yay!
The dream expert.
Grand Poobah works for me.
Yay! And also pinup guru, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
We get your pinup pictures on the Instagram. She draws.
Yeah.
These...
Oh, you draw.
It's not like she's, oh my God.
I didn't know what Parker was trying
pointing.
To do here.
Did you draw that one in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my wow.
God, amazing. Yeah, that's from Marilyn.
Her stuff is... amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we're doing. In honor of this holiday that matters more to some people right. than others. How, okay.
Am I okay today?
You're probably
like,
not okay.
What holiday, huh?
Okay. We're doing dreams or more yeah. specifically nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
The dark side of dreaming.
Yeah. So the one that I have, who wants to go? Do you have a nightmare, Erica, or do you have a dream?
I kind of have a nightmare, but I really feel like we should do yours first. Are you going to do the one that we talked about before?
Yes.
I need to know what was happening.
Okay. All right, Lori, are you ready? Because you've handled me before, but this one's really weird.
Yeah. And you've nailed him before.
I know. And it gets, this one's so weird. I'm at a party and a bunch of my exes are at the party, but like none of my ex-wives. It's like...
And weren't the three of us there?
Yeah.
Okay. Which,
so, but it was like...
I forgot.
It was sort of a modern... So it wasn't like my most current ex-wife.
Okay. It's your ex-girlfriend.
But the girls I've dated since my ex-wife, and then the members of the show, and to all of them... I knew that I needed to take them on the roof of the building where this party was and show them something. And in my head, while I'm saying it, I'm like, I know I have something profound to show them, but I don't really know what it is. And I convinced them all to come with me as a group. And we all go upstairs. And as we walk out onto the roof, immediately I see a white owl, a huge white owl. Mm-hmm. And it's not one white owl. All of a sudden, it's two of them. And they're just like... Their wings are up and they're just kind of just two majestic white owls. And then I hear this, and there's one bald eagle sitting there as well. So it's the show, everyone I'm not dating anymore, two owls and an eagle.
How big are the owls? I'm picturing them to be like larger than humans. Or not
they
quite.
They seem so big.
Okay.
They like, when I picture an owl in my head, owls are like half the size of your torso maybe.
Sure.
These were huge. And the eagle was so big. It was wild. And I was just like, and for a second, I was scared for the owls. I wanted to like get my phone out and go, do eagles eat owls? But then it was just, everybody's like, whoa.
An interesting thought.
Okay. So what?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Dream thoughts are important to pay attention to. Whatever you're thinking, whatever thought you have while in the dream.
Okay.
Will relate to real life in some way.
Okay.
When did you have this dream?
Was that a month ago?
September.
Yeah.
It was like a month ago.
Late September. Mm-hmm.
Eric and I each had dreams about our exes on the same night, which was
and
weird.
We're in very different relationship places.
Yes, I don't have anybody. I'm very alone.
Erica is engaged.
Aww. I didn't mean to make that a thing, but I'm just saying.
She's a dream doctor, not a relationship counselor.
Got it.
Okay. Right. I am also a grand poobah.
Okay, right. And grand poobah, yeah. So what's wrong with me? Why the owls?
Okay, so my first thought is that you convinced everyone to go up on the roof, which may indicate this dream is about something you'd really like to get on top of, so to speak.
Mm. Okay.
Literally.
Okay.
The exes?
Now, you have all these exes.
Sorry. Do your job.
We were there too. Oh, yeah.
Go sit in the corner till we're done. Okay. So you've got all these exes. So first, let's look at that. Maybe it has something to do with the relationship department that you would like to get on top of. Now, you both dreamt of your exes that same night, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe you were talking about relationships that day.
We kind of always talk about relationships. It's always in the mix.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you wanted to show everybody something. What was your motivation? What did you think you were going to be accomplishing by showing people this thing?
I just knew there was something everyone needed to see.
But you didn't know what it was as you were getting us up there,
right? I
was
like, oh my God, everybody's here. They got to see this. I was like, you guys, come on.
Like, okay, so now let's go a little deeper.
Okay, oh God.
Is there anything, let's start with the relationship department. Is there anything you feel you need to show or prove in that area?
No, I mean, I currently don't have any relationships, so maybe other than these guys, you know, well, I mean, I have some friends too, but I'm just like, it was weird that all these, because I did put on my Lori Loewenberg hat, and I'm like, Lori would go, what does this girl mean to you? Or what does that girl mean to you? And it's like, they all mean such different things, but they were all there. It was just like a collection of all the people.
Is there a common thread you can find in these exes? For example, why they are now exes?
Yeah, I slept with all of them.
Why did these relationships not work out?
I would say if we're going to get down into it.
Should we leave?
Probably me.
And do you feel like you have something to prove?
Yep.
Like maybe you want to prove that you could
have a good relationship. Can you guys let Lori do it? I would feel better if she was the one hurting my feelings and not you guys. Is that what it is?
Is there anything you feel you need to show to prove far as the intimate relationship department?
I don't think so. I really, that's why I'm trying to figure out what the hell the owls are. It's like, right. I'm trying to show off my birds,
But we have clues. Let's go to the clues.
Okay.
You got the two out. Now, they were white.
Yes.
White is the color typically of new beginnings.
Oh.
Mm. That was why I was saying, but I feel like you've been open to a new relationship.
So I'm going to sleep with an owl?
Well.
Now, this is symbolic. We don't look at it literally.
Okay.
Okay.
So
owls typically represent wisdom, lessons learned, wisdom gained from lessons learned.
Okay.
Eagles often represent freedom. So,
I'm so scared.
Do you have an issue with freedom when you're in relationships?
Probably. Probably, yeah.
Is that something you would like to overcome and show people, look, I can do this?
Yes. That's 100%.
Is that the time where you were like, I am not dating, like I'm deleting the apps?
Yes.
You had like a big moment of...
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm doing the woo-woo manifesty, mm-hmm. send positive energy out instead of negative energy. And it was like, yeah, I got rid of, I'm like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I'm not going to seek it on an app. So
okay,
that's my eagle and owl.
So in what way would you say you're trying to get on top of things in this area?
Literally.
No. Not what she's asking.
No, okay. So I think it's almost the opposite, sort of. Like I want to like surrender the control at this point, if that makes
Wouldn't
sense.
Wouldn't that be kind of freedom?
Yeah. Like I guess I'm no longer going to be on top of it. In my head, I'm like, I'm gonna put it out there and let the universe figure it out.
Well, and it's almost like you're proving that you don't need control and that gave you the freedom.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of amateur dream doctors in the room. Are you
Lori's
feeling
my
that, Lori?
Inspiration. I love her.
Okay, last question that I think might be the kicker.
Okay.
And it's going to sound stupid, but just go with me because it's probably going to get us somewhere. Okay, now, do you ever go up on the roof in real life?
Not really.
Certainly
okay,
not.
Okay, why would you go up on a roof?
I'd prefer not to die. I don't
know, but why would you go up? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, why would you go up on a roof?
Oh, why would I? I have gone up on roofs to like sightsee and stuff, but
okay. Like so perhaps it's not about getting on top of things, but rather sightseeing.
Oh,
as far as dating, getting a better perspective, of what is available to you.
Okay.
To bring and channel into your life. A new beginning where you can show off that, yes, I can do this.
Oh my God. Okay.
You can see more from the roof too. More options.
I thought this was going to be 2 seconds of her going, owls mean you're screwed. The eagle means you're going to be alone forever.
No.
Like, I forget that you get so deep. Like, I'm kind of raw right now. I hate this.
Oh.
I didn't want it
I'm sorry. Yeah.
But I don't think you are sorry is the thing.
But you know you're good. Yeah.
You're just good at your job.
She's like, I'm sorry, but I'm right.
You've known me a long time.
I know. Okay, so here's the deal. I stole all this time. We have to do an Erica dream.
Okay.
And we're going to do
it's a pretty quick one.
Okay, and we're going to do a couple listeners' dreams as well. Mm-hmm. Can you hang around for one more break here?
Yes.
Okay, so what are we plugging for you today? I know you're people can get this sort of gut-wrenching analysis from you at any time, right?
Yes. We go very, very deep when you set up a session with me, even deeper than what you're hearing right now.
Wow.
So I can't, like, you can go to my site, laurielowenberg.com, but Laurie Lowenberg's hard to spell. So instead of going to Laurie Lowenberg, you can just Google dream experts. I'm first, second, third that comes up. That's where you can set up a session with me. We can do it video or over the phone. As we have different lengths of time you can choose, and Sweet. We will get to the bottom of your dream, and the wisdom you're going to get from it will blow your mind.
It's absolutely true. I feel like I need to barf. So
that's how good she is. She's the top three dream experts.
Right. Yeah. And then, whereas, like, what are you the top three? Yeah.
Number one response. On
really?
Google.
Number one?
Yep.
Okay. So Google dream expert. You're going to find her, and you can talk to her. We're going to talk to a couple different people and analyze their dreams and some other ones in the room next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are still hanging out with Lori Loewenberg. Difficult name to spell, but you don't have to spell it. All you got to do is type in the dream expert on your Googler. She said one of the top three to come up, but come on, she's number one. You just did it, yeah. Right?
First time I searched dream experts, she was number one. Then I typed the dream expert, one and two.
Lori, she's the person who can get to the bottom of whatever is going on in your life. We got some people on the phone. Erica, can you do your dream?
Mine's pretty quick, so okay. I think we can. I'm not even going to give you the backstory, maybe. I keep having nightmares. To me, they are nightmares. And one in particular was, it is my wedding day. I am getting ready. And I look down and my nails are not done. And it's horrible. I'm like, how could I have forgotten to get my nails done? Like, I'm a nail done girl.
Lori, you've probably never heard something so gruesome. If you need a moment,
Yeah. What is that?
So in real life, you are getting married.
I am. Yeah. Next summer.
You are?
I know.
She never talks about it on the air. You're such a private person when it comes to this. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so this is what I would call a bride mare.
Okay.
Because it is a nightmare to be a bride.
Okay.
Yes, I feel you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how many times have you had this dream?
This one in particular, I can only remember once, but I've had a lot of getting ready, failing dreams. Like literally the day of my hair's not done or whatever.
Yes. That is so common. I mean, you're going to dream of catastrophe at your wedding up until the big day. So
love that.
Have fun with that.
Months and months. Okay.
Good luck.
Now, when you were in the dream and you look at your nails and you notice they're not done.
Yeah.
Do you remember exactly what you said or exactly what you thought at that moment?
I think I was just panicked. Like, why didn't I get them done?
Why didn't I get them done? Okay. Yeah. So let's look beyond the nails, because even your thoughts in a dream can be kind of symbolic.
It's about my wedding. But yes.
Is there anything that same thought would apply to in real life? Why didn't I get this done, or why didn't I get them done?
The whole planning process. Like everything I feel like I'm behind on.
Mm.
So okay. So your nails could be a play on words as far as... You nailed it.
Oh.
You haven't nailed it yet.
Like you're not even close to
nailed it yet. Right. Great. Perfect.
That's.
I just have a lot of all the little details to still do. And I think about them all the time.
Okay. So use your nails as a motivation, start a mantra. How can I nail this? One thing at a time that's on your plate. How can I nail this and then do it?
Perfect.
Do you want to borrow my owls?
I think I'm okay without the owls. I'm going to bring the mantra to my fiance.
I have an eagle.
You can keep that too.
Lots of birds ready.
I don't need freedom right
now. Tiak, we've got a couple different people we're going to throw at you real quick. We going to do driving one here?
Yes, yeah.
Maribel.
Yay.
Yay.
You're on with Lori Loewenberg, the expert, according to Google and us, on analyzing dreams and or nightmares. Tell me what's going on.
Awesome. Repeating dream. I'm driving on the highway, sometimes in a car, sometimes it's an invisible car. And I come to like a lot of accidents on the road. And there's like a lot of dead bodies on the side of the road and in the road.
Oh, I've had this dream before.
You've had this dream?
I have, yeah. Oh, do you ever drive over the bodies? Because I do that sometimes.
I just drive around the bodies.
Oh. I'm sorry, Lori. Real quick, do you drive over them accidentally or on purpose?
Well, I just got to get where I got to go, so I just drive over them.
This isn't a dream.
It's hardcore,
right.
Man.
And I'm sorry. A nightmare.
Sounds like we got to let you go. You're a psycho. What?
But what does it mean?
Yeah, what does it mean before you run them over?
Okay. All right, so how long have you been getting this dream? When did it start?
It's been maybe 6+ years.
Okay.
All right, so that gives us a time frame. We should be able to connect it to something in real life that either keeps happening or has been going on for about 6 years. All right. When we get dead bodies in a dream, they tend to represent things in our life that are over and done with. Oh. Dead issues, old relationships, things that are done. And our dreaming mind is showing it to us in the form of a dead body to help us understand the finality of what has happened and so we can move on from it. So is there any issue in your life that's over, or perhaps even relationships in your life that are over that you still find yourself confronting or thinking about and not moving on from?
You know, it was old employer that I held on to for a long time, like regret of not being there anymore.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And so you're still holding on to that guilt or regret?
I was, yes, for a lot of years. I haven't for 2 years, but sometimes that dream resurfaces, so I don't know.
Okay, so when it resurfaces, you need to look at what happened the day before. Our dreams always follow the day. So a good tip to help you figure them out is to look at what happened the day before and see if you can connect the dots between the emotions and conversations and thoughts and events from the day to your dream. You may get this whenever you feel that same sort of guilt or whenever it was brought up in conversation. And your dream has you in a car to let you know you've got the ability to move on from this.
Oh. Dang. What about the invisible car? Does that make a difference? You
know, she said it's sometimes a metaphorical car. That was a weird, or did she say invisible?
Invisible. Yeah.
I was like, what a weird thing to say.
The invisible car would likely mean that you're not seeing the ability to move on.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah,
it's there because the car is moving in the dream. You're just not seeing that. Yeah, you can move on from this. Move on. Go down a different road. This road's full of dead bodies.
Maribel, I want you to, the next time you dream it, try to run some of them over.
No.
Yeah.
It's very freeing.
I guess it is just a dream.
Yeah, you're not going to get busted for it. Yeah.
Maybe pinch yourself before you do it.
Thank you for the call, Maribel. Let's get one more in here real quick. Mandy?
Yay.
Mandy, tell Lori about your dream.
So I've had reoccurring dreams for a long time. I wake up almost in my own house and everything, and then sometimes it spirals from there. And there is people that are there that are supposed to be familiar to me, but they actually aren't. And I've recently learned how to interact with them and how to put up triggers that it's no longer like a nightmare and that I'm interacting with these people. And they also tell me that it's their job and that they can get in trouble for communicating with me or taking me out of the bedroom or out
in other areas.
This feels like ghosts.
Can you
like paranormal?
Explain how this is a nightmare. I think there's something you're leaving out.
So it started off really scary. I felt like I was like held in my bed. I felt like I was suffocating and stuck.
Okay.
Then recently,
and is this how it always is? Are these recently, always you're stuck in your bed?
Typically that's where they start out, is where I'm stuck in my bed. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you ever get out of the bed in the dream?
So recently, within the last year, I've been able to, I throw up like a red balloon, and I know because there's something just off about the bedroom that I know that it's not actually my bedroom. So then I would throw up the red balloon, or it was supposed to be like my husband laying next to me, but the face isn't right, you know? So I recently, within the last year, have been able to communicate with them, and then they have been able to take me out of the bedroom and walk me around, but they do tell me things like this is their job and that they can get in trouble.
Okay. Lori, this sounds like she's...
Is this lucid dreaming?
Yeah, a little bit of lucid dreaming, right? Like
that was going to be my next question. Are you aware at any point in this that you are dreaming?
I did recently. Like I said, within the last year, I've discovered that I'm dreaming.
Okay.
And that I can communicate.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what's going on because this is so interesting. It sounds like you are experiencing sleep paralysis. And that is when you're in your bed and you kind of think you're asleep, but you're awake and you feel pressure on your chest. You can't move. You're like paralyzed. You're stuck. It's scary. A lot of times there's an evil presence in the room. Some people think it's a ghost or an alien or a demon.
Okay.
And you are in an in-between state. You are awake and you are asleep at the exact same time. It's called hypnagogia. And this happens when you've had a really bad night of sleep. You've had a fitful night of sleep. Your routine is off. You're not getting enough sleep. And so your body starts to wake up before your brain can reactivate your skeletal muscles. Because when we enter REM dream sleep, we become paralyzed so that we don't get up and act out our dreams. The falling asleep and waking up process is actually very complicated. A lot of things are turning off and turning on. It's a complicated process. And sometimes when our sleep is bad, we'll get stuck in between, asleep and awake at the same time. And then the sense of the suffocation is because you're paralyzed. You're feeling the paralysis. The evil presence that we get in these, we call them the sleep demon, is because when we're in this state, the fear center of the brain is highly active. So that's why it's a scary state. It's also a hallucinatory state, which is why we'll, you know, see ghosts or demons or like your husband's face looks different. So you're having hallucinations. You have recently become lucid. You've become aware it's a dream, which is great because when you're in that state where you know it's a dream, you can ask questions. You can make yourself float out of bed. It sounds like you've been able to get yourself out of bed and they're leading you around. So I want you to ask next time something like, what's the meaning of life? And see what kind of answer you get because they'll answer you.
I've asked them before what they're doing and what the purpose is, and they just said that it's their job. I've gotten names of them, which I don't even know people named these names.
I don't like that.
I've thought about maybe like going to a point of like purgatory. You know, I don't know.
It feels like purgatory to you.
It feels like I'm going to purgatory. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So this is, you're not, you're safe, you're fine. These episodes are completely harmless. They just can feel scary. And how has your sleep been? I mean, do you get nights of bad sleep?
Oh, I've never had a good sleep schedule.
Okay. So if you want to correct this, work on getting a better routine sleep schedule. Go to bed the same time every night, wake up the same time every morning, keep your room nice and cold, get a sound machine that drowns out the noise so you can stay in a nice, you know, you can get your deep sleep, your lighter sleep, go through all the stages. And that'll help you get better sleep so you don't keep having this. But when you do get it, take advantage of it and ask questions. And you know, when they tell you, well, this is our job, okay, go deeper. Say, all right, well, your job what? What's your job? Why do you need to have this job? Just ask questions because you're having a conversation with your subconscious and it can get really cool.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I hope that helps you. Thank you for the call. You freak me. Like, I have such little tolerance for you because you freak me out.
For Lori.
Because like,
how to take that?
How many times did I hold my arms up? Like sometimes when you're talking, I just get a chill through my whole body because it just resonates so hard.
Do you ever get sleep paralysis?
Me? No.
Oh, I used to get it all the time.
That sounds like the worst thing that could possibly happen to a person. Oh my God.
It's really scary, especially when you try to like scream.
Yes.
And you can't. And you're just like,
yeah. Or you're trying.
Sometimes you'll scream yourself awake.
Yeah. I'll like try to tell my fiance something like, and I can't get the words out.
Yeah. It's just because you're paralyzed. You're literally paralyzed. And this
You were supposed to help with the nightmares. I feel like I'm going to have them now.
I know. I do feel like you fed the demon more than you've helped.
It's cool. If it happens to you, you'll now be aware of what this is, and you'll know it's harmless. And okay, I know what this is. I'm just kind of stuck in that cool hypnagogia. Take advantage of it.
Wow.
I could not ask
my self-conscious what the meaning of life is.
Yeah. Lori, as always, this has been a delight. We have to do it more often than like once or twice a year. Once again, just look up the dream expert. It'll be Lori.
Mm-hmm.
You can do full readings with her like this.
And bonus pinups by Lori. And great art.
Yeah, pinups by Lori are amazing.
Yeah, youasapinup.com is my other website. Mm. And you can also on social media, all my social media, TikTok, YouTube, X, Instagram is Lori the Dream Expert, L-A-U-R-I, Lori the Dream Expert. That's all my social media.
As you can hear, it's worth it every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
She will give you insight that you can't imagine. Lori, thank you. We'll talk to you in a few months, okay?
All right, sweet dreams.
No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.